Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Matot, Numbers 32, or in some translations 31, through 32:42. A lesson of priorities. When we read the first verse of Numbers 32, it seems pretty normal in English. It tells us how the lush pasture lands of Jazer and Gilead were suitable for a large number of cattle owned by the tribes of Reuben and Gad. Now the people of Reuben and the people of Gad had a very great number of livestock, and they saw the land of Jazer, the land of Gilead, and behold, the place was a place for livestock. Numbers 32:1. If we look at the Hebrew behind these verses, however, we will find a much more dynamic description of what's taking place. Once we discover this, we will learn a valuable lesson in priorities. In Hebrew, this verse should initially get our attention because it both begins and ends with the same word, mikne, or cattle, livestock. It also contains word repetitions and several emphasis words, such as rav, which means great, atzum, which is vast or numerous, and meod, exceedingly or much. If we were to translate this verse into English to retain the emphasis of the Hebrew, it might sound something like this. Cattle abundant had the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, great in vast amounts, and behold, they saw that the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that place, was a place for cattle. The Torah has a wealth of knowledge to offer on the mere surface level. Often, however, it desires to teach us a deeper lesson that we are not able to perceive through our translations without assistance. Sometimes a lesson is waiting to be learned just below the surface of the text if we will take the time to unearth it. After all, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search it out. Proverbs 25:2. When we dig into this passage, we should ask ourselves, who has who? Do Reuben and Gad have the cattle? Or do the cattle have Reuben and Gad? It's apparent that the Torah is about to teach us a lesson of priorities. The tribes of Reuben and Gad not only ask permission to stay behind while the other tribes go and fight to settle the land of Canaan, but they also have their priorities all mixed up. They tell Moses, "The land is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock." Numbers 32:4. When Moses scolds them, they say they will build sheepfolds for their livestock and cities for their little ones. Verse 16. Before they go and fight for the land of promise, taking care of their children almost seems to be an afterthought in relationship to their plans for the livestock. Again, Moses has to correct them and straighten out their priorities by reversing the order and telling them, "Build cities for your little ones and folds for your sheep." Verse 24. Reuben and Gad had their priorities in their livestock. Moses wanted their priorities to be in their families. But the Torah had already foreshadowed this problem by telling us that the tribes of Reuben and Gad had more livestock than they knew what to do with. But did they have the livestock, or did livestock have them? Where are our priorities? What do we think about and talk about the most? Do we have our possessions, or do our possessions have us? The answer may be deeper than we think. Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.